Yes, sir.
Hey Tim, this is Megan with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Hey, Megan, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Sorry I didn't get back to you sooner. I was trying to get you an approval before I give you an answer, yes or no. It looks like we do have an approval here. But our equipment programs are based primarily on your credit score, which I know you said wasn't great because of inquiries and things, but it also looks like you have quite a few other little issues on there. I'm sure you're aware of them. Looks like you had some trouble with a couple of mortgages in the past.
Yeah, I did.
So those are still on there, and it's still fairly recent since that those delinquencies. So that affects your score quite a bit. And then also there's the civil action judgment that's on there as well. That looks like it is a bit older, but it does definitely affect your score. So we weren't able to get you approved for the full amount that we were talking about, I think the 26,000. But the good news is that we were able to get you approved for $10,000. I don't know if that helps you. I know that the truck was going to be 56,000. I don't know if you're interested in getting maybe a cheaper truck or maybe using that money for something else to grow your business.
I could probably use it to grow the business on the inside.
Okay, yeah. It is a working capital program, not an equipment financing program. So it is going to be a shorter term. But you could use that for, any business expenses that you have. We pretty much deposit that directly into your account. So you can use it for anything. You could use it for that software we had spoke about or anything like that. And then as your credit builds up, you'll be able to, maybe apply again for equipment for the truck.
I got you.
And then this loan will also build your business credit. Assuming, obviously that you pay on time and everything like that, it'll start building up that business credit. So, I mean, it's a good thing. It'll help you out later, down the road. And also it's a short-term program. So, let me see here on the approval. It's only a 4-month, term, which seems scary and short, but, it's going to be a daily payment. So it'll be a micro payment just every day. It'll automatically withdraw. And then, once you're halfway done, a couple months later, you can, extend that term out, maybe get a better pricing or get more money at that time. So you have a lot of good options there at about halfway, which would just be in a couple months.
What's the percentage on this here,
I don't have that in front of me. I just have the payment amount right here. It would be a daily payment of $165.48 per day. That's only for weekdays, so it'd be 21 days a week. Wouldn't be holidays or anything like that either. And then just a 4-month term. Let me see if I can do this math here real quick.
This one probably would have been
Let's see here.
12%. That's a probably 12%,
Yeah, let me see. It's a $10,000 for the loan. So you'd end up paying back $13,900 at the end of that for a $10,000 loan. So the cost of funds, is $3,900 over 4 months.
Just like 13,000.
Yeah, 13,000 would be the total payback, right? I don't know if that would help you out at all. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm kind of thinking about that, because that could be a nice little starter deal.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And that's the thing, is it's a lot about building a relationship with us. You know, from what we see here, it's, we're seeing a lot of derogatory marks on your credit. And, you know, it's a risk-based program, so that's why they make it, you know, shorter term,
right,
a loan, a smaller amount. But then, you know, as you go, 2 months later, assuming your payments are made on time and everything like that, then you can revisit and get, you know, a return
right.
type rate.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like I said, it could be something that I could use, you know, to grow the inside of the business a little bit, and then maybe on down, you know, the line, then maybe we can revisit and see what we can do from there.
Yeah, definitely. So the only thing we would need to get the documents produced on this would be your picture of your driver's license. I don't know if you have a smartphone, but probably would
yeah,
work best if you just, like, snap a picture and send it over to me. I think if you take a copy, it just comes out like a black silhouette, you know.
Why don't you send me your email stuff, then I'll just take a picture of it and send it. If you got a smartphone, I can do that. If you send me a number, then I'll just send it back to that number.
Okay. Do you have an iPhone?
Yeah. No, not an iPhone, but I got an Android.
A different kind of phone. Okay. I don't have a phone number that you can send it to, but you should be able to email it through your phone, right?
Yeah. I'll be able to email it.
Okay. Yeah. You could just do that. And then the other thing we need is a picture or a copy of a voidage business check.
Okay.
So we can match up that routing number and checking number.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. I'll send you a quick email with that information, and I'll send you the payment breakdown, too, just so you have it on file so you can remember what we talked about.
Okay, sounds great.
All righty, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.